Hey, Dom, can I ask a quick technical question? On the Hail Mary at the half there, is Hyde supposed to be playing, like, guarding the tight end that's dragging to kind of protect against the rebound? Is that what he's supposed to do?
Yeah, what we did there is, you know, the decision you make, are you going to three-man rush and let the quarterback stand back there and let the routes develop into the end zone? Well, we five-man rushed to try and not give him time to run around. And so Micah, you know, his job is to block out, which he did a good job, you know, of blocking out on that. And then back, you know, went up and knocked the ball down, and you know, he picked the ball off. So we didn't, you know, he still maneuvered. They got a hat on a hat, you know, on our five-man pressure. Okay, so he maneuvered into the seam to throw the ball up the field. But the philosophy, X and O-wise, is to try to make him have to throw before the receivers can go stand for the Hail Mary, you know, in the end zone.
The reason I ask is, you know, that seems like a typical kind of Micah thing to do, and then he doesn't let guy on running onto the field distract him as that important play is unfolding. I know the guy's not perfect and he gives up some plays sometimes, but is he the kind of guy, and what does he give you as a defensive coordinator?
Well, he's a savvy guy. And, you know, those kind of guys like Micah, you have a comfort level that he's going to know the tendencies. He's going to understand the percentages of this and that and, you know, do a decent job of disguising and all the things that you expect a veteran player to do. You know, I mean, he's a savvy football player and has played a lot of football for us, you know, at a lot of different positions. So I think he has a pretty good feel of the defense and what we're trying to get done, you know, with every call. You know, that's what you hope when guys are around here, that they start to get a feel that they almost know, can say, hey, coach is going to call one, two, or three things in this situation.
So what I got, what I was a guy like, Ha-Ha to make the jump to Pro Bowl caliber safety?
Yeah, Ha's, I think he's just progressively gotten better, you know, and he's a guy that practices every day, you know, very attentive in meetings. Obviously has good physical ability, you know, where we picked him, you know, in the draft. You know, he's a physical player, you know, on the run. And he's taking advantage of his opportunities. I think he, you know, because of his experience, does a good job of disguising coverage, understanding when he has to be down close to the line of scrimmage and, you know, when he can hang back and try to bait the quarterback. You know, made two really big plays for us in the game. You know, the two interceptions, you know, were big plays. So I think he's had an excellent year. I think it's well-deserved. And I think what you've seen is you've seen him get better. I mean, I can remember when we started him as a rookie, you know, in Seattle. You know, he's come a long way since then.
You know, you played the Vikings in week two, and they were obviously Peterson-centric offense. Then they lose him, and they kind of throw the ball around a bunch. Now Peterson comes back. Does that make it a difficult challenge for you guys trying to figure out what they're going to do because they're kind of evolving here on the fly?
Well, I think any time there's a chance of Adrian Peterson being on the field, you know, it's going to catch your attention. You know, I mean, he's been out for a while. You know, who knows where he is, you know, on the comeback. Obviously, for him to play last week, you know, they must have felt good about where he was. But the thing about Adrian Peterson is he can hit the home run at any time. If you make a mistake and you give him a seam because of that speed, you know, he can take it to the house. So you're always concerned about that, of getting people to play good leverage, keep him hemmed in, try to get him before he gets started, you know, because he's likely to take the ball anywhere. You know, a play might be designed to hit the, you know, the guard tackle hole over here, and he's, if it's clogged up, he's going to take it wherever he sees daylight.
Is that what you guys did well in week two, or is there something else that you guys
did?
Yeah,
I mean, obviously we played to run well. I think they have 1.4 yards of rush, okay, in the first game. So our guys, that was the best thing we did in the game, you know, was that. And then we got pretty good pressure on the quarterback. You know, the problem areas was we gave up, you know, three big plays, you know, which ended up hurting us.
You've tried to play Clay for 5 weeks or whatever it's been since his shoulder got hurt. Has it been worth it? Have you gotten enough? I mean, statistically, you obviously haven't, but what have you gotten there? And then how does that impact how you think about McBurry if you're able to get him back medically? Is it worth using the guy if he's one arm?
Well, you know, we obviously, anytime we can get Clay on the field, we'd like to, be just because Clay's one of those guys that, you know, that he can make that one, two, or three plays a game that might change the game. You know, now, you know, a lot of guys wouldn't have been out on the field, okay, the last couple of weeks. But when Clay says he wants to try it, and, you know, then you're going to look at him and maybe limit what he does at certain times, which is really what we've done. You know, I mean, in terms of if he was full speed, okay, you know, he'd be out there a lot more plays. But, you know, I think he's getting better. You know, I certainly appreciate, you know, Clay going out there, understanding the importance of each and every one of these games, okay? And Clay's a guy, he's going to communicate with you, you know, where he is on things, all right? And then it's our job as coaches to try to make sure that we're utilizing him, all right, based off of where he is and what he can do and that type of thing. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do. But I think he's getting better. I think he's heading in the right direction.
Assessment you have to make if Perry is clear.
Yeah, you know, you have limited practice time now. So, you know, Nick's obviously worked today with, you know, with a club on his hand and see how well he does with that. We'd certainly like to have both those guys back totally healthy, you know, I mean, because they're big factors in our defense.
Don, with a guy like Clay Matthews, his stature, his reputation, just having him on the field, does that affect maybe what the offense is going to do or try to do or has to account for him?
Yeah, it makes a difference, I think. You know, they if you're on offense, all right, and he's out there, you know, you've watched him over the years and what he's capable of doing, okay, on any one, two, or three plays. And so, and like I say, he's, you know, we try to utilize him in more pass rush situations. And I think that, you know, his shoulder's heading in the right direction. And, you know, I think he'll probably be healthier, you know, now than what he's been the last two, 3 weeks.
Don, you talked before about the mental makeup of a guy like Demaryius for being there. Where do you think he is now heading into this game after what happened in Chicago?
Oh, I think Demaryius will be fine. You know, there's not a defensive back in this league, okay, that doesn't have a tough day now or then, you know. We saw that, you know, that defensively, you know, just wasn't Demaryius. But, you know, we're sitting there and, you know, we've had four straight series of takeaways. And then all of a sudden, you know, we can't get any pressure on the quarterback and we can't get tight coverage. And, you know, they get the momentum going. And that's the way this game is in the NFL. I mean, you can't ever relax. You can't ever think that you've got control of the game because it can change on you in a flat second. And then you find yourself fighting like crazy to make a play, you know, to keep him out of the end zone there, which fortunately Micah did. But, you know, we've all seen it. And, you know, you can be going along and playing very well, shutting things down. We've seen it this year, you know, in terms of, you know, a couple big runs come out of there and the rest of the game they get 3 yards or less rushing.
Do you see a difference in Minnesota after Norv left?
I see a lot of carryover. There is some difference. I mean, you know, obviously Norv's called games for a long time, so there is a little difference there. But, you know, I think that what they're doing is, you know, they haven't had Peterson, you know, so, you know, Radford is completing a high, high percentage of his passes. He gets the ball out quick, you know, a real quick rhythm passer. So, you know, when he get the ball out on time, you know, he's very accurate. And that's why he's completing over 70% of his passes. We'll have to see, you know, if Peterson, how much they use Peterson this week. But you look at the passing game, you know, they've got some people to get the ball to. You know, I think Diggs is having his best year. You know, he's an explosive guy in and out of his breaks and had a big game against us up there in the first game. You know, I've got a lot of respect for Rudolph. You know, we had him in a Pro Bowl 1 year, and he was the MVP of the Pro Bowl. So he's a big guy that is probably their next guy. You know, Patterson is a guy that you got to always be aware of because they can get him the ball on the tear screens or the reverses and that. We know what he is with the ball in his hands. I mean, he just made the Pro Bowl, you know. So he's one of the very best because he's big, strong, and he can take it the distance. He's really a good runner with the ball. So they've got a number of weapons, and Bradford, You know, Bradford hasn't thrown a lot of interceptions. You know, I mean, he's, like I say, as you watch him on tape, you know, his accuracy is what jumps out at you.
Back to Demaryius, how do you, what's your approach with a young guy after a game like that? Do you need to infuse him with confidence? Is there tough love? How do you approach a guy after a game like that?
You got to get back on that horse and go again and try to correct the things that you didn't get done. I mean, that's the nature of this game. You know, there's going to be weeks that there's bumps in the road, and you can't let what happened negatively the previous week affect this week. You know, you've got to have a short memory. You got to look and try to correct the things that can be corrected and go back to work and focus on what you can do about it and forget about what happened, you know, if you've had a bump in the road.
Obviously, it's much better to play from ahead than behind. But what's the challenge for you as a defensive play caller when you guys do get a lead to, you know, you want to make them use as much clock as they can and keep everything in front of you, but you also don't want the guys to kind of surrender the momentum, which,
right.
I don't know, it kind of felt like that in the fourth quarter.
Well, my approach is I'm going to go with what's working. You know, if something's not working, so, I mean, if we're pressuring, it's working, you're going to get pressure, all right? If we're pressuring, it's not working, you probably aren't going to get much pressure. Same thing with coverage. Now, the problem is if nothing's working. So that's when you have an issue. But, you know, you go through stretches like that in the game, all right, to where you're searching, you're trying to find something okay to, you know, make a play to get things turned around. I mean, I felt really good about the way things were going there, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you know, to play here, to play there, you know, we get a roughing the passer penalty. You know, we blitz and, you know, give up a touchdown on a blitz. But yet we came back to the blitz. I mean, we ran our red zone blitz three times in that game, you know, the last two snaps, all right, to make plays. One was on a run and the other one. So, you know, my philosophy is not to get soft, all right, and sit back and just, you know, make them go the long way. You know, we're going to do whatever we think is working. And to me, that's the way you call a game. If you got plan A, and if that's working, you stay with plan B. And if it's plan A's not working, you got to go to plan B. But, you know, I mean, in this league, offenses get in rhythm, okay, and that momentum changes, and it's a momentum game. And that's why you got to find a way to make plays to break that momentum, change the momentum. I will say this, you know, that, you know, because we talked in here and we went a number of weeks where we were having a hard time getting the ball turned over. And our guys have converted, you know, in the last two games, we've had 10 opportunities for takeaways and we converted every one of them, okay? And we've been able to give the offense, I think, six field positions, you know, on the other side of the field. So that's the way we've played around here defensively traditionally, you know. I mean, that in terms of taking advantage of our opportunities, okay, to take that ball away. And so I like that the last 2 weeks, and it's been a big factor, you know, in the two wins. So there's a lot of things we got to clean up, but I'd like to hopefully, you know, on Saturday that we can, you know, have that same kind of success doing that.